Did other intelligent races exist on Earth before us? Could an advanced race of humans have been on this planet in very ancient times or before the current race of humans? This is a question which has been asked quite a few times. If we are talking about a race of humans or human-like individuals, we probably wouldn't find any structures left by them from so long ago. Or have we found some which have been misdated? Since the Earth is so dynamic, it tends to cleanse the surface of anything which is millions of years old. It is true the mountains and such are not subject as much to this rule, and we know this because we found the Maconchwar Mountains are 3.5 billion years old, according to scientists. They have changed a lot over the years. There are other mountain ranges which are also very ancient but not older. The Earth is at least 4.5 billion years old, so there was plenty of time for other races to be born, thrive and eventually die, or leave. If these races would have left structures, we wouldn't know about them today because they are probably so deeply buried, we would never find them, even if a couple survived. Think about this, what would be left of the Empire State Building in a billion years? Absolutely nothing would be left. If the buildings in Rome would have been built the way modern buildings are, they wouldn't be here today. There are some who not only think the ancient race theory might be correct, but they think ancient races which might be billions of years old on Earth might not have been human at all. I guess this is something we might have to consider. One theory states at least one race which is visiting us using UFOs is the race which left Earth, but is still interested in it, and that is why they have been coming here. I can't argue with any of this because we just don't know. We don't know a lot of things, but for the sake of argument, let's agree the hypothetical race did exist, but we don't know what form it took. What makes us think there was one or maybe more than one? Let's start with the premise we could be wrong about artifacts from prehistory. I say this because others think they have found artifacts which prove there were people living on Earth who disappeared hundreds of thousands of years ago who were very advanced. This is nowhere as far back as I talked about before, but who knows how long they were here before their disappearance. Some of what we consider the first civilizations kept records, and in these records, they spoke about other far more advanced races. Why would they do this if it wasn't true? Since we can't go too far back in time and expect to find proof, we take what we can. In Africa is what scientists consider the remnants of a great city which could have taken up an area of over 3,861 square miles. New York City is about 469 square miles. Many objects which are man-made have been found inside rocks which are millions of years old, and no one has ever explained this to my satisfaction. When a rock was broken open which had been dated as being 500,000 years old, a spark plug-like device was found inside it. Another stone was found, and what was inside it was even more amazing. It was a microchip. This stone was dated at 250 million years old. A 300 million year old rock had a metal screw embedded inside it. Footprints which look human of someone wearing a shoe far outdate any humans on Earth we know about. A metal hammer with part of a wooden handle was found inside a large broken rock which was estimated to be 75 to 100 million years old. There are plenty of other objects, but I think you are getting the idea. The idea is there seems to be proof industry was going on this planet millions of years ago and could have been for a billion or more years. Is it so outrageous to think maybe other life had developed here we don't know about? Oddly, objects have been found inside coal which were manufactured, and yet we have to remember coal can be anywhere from 286 million years old to 360 million years old. One person dropped a piece of coal, and to their shock a tiny iron pot was exposed. How could this be? Another found part of a necklace in another lump. Not only does coal take a long time to form, but many times it is brought up from deep within the earth, which just proves the timeline. The deeper you go, the further back in time you go. In Russia, a unique discovery was made. It was found a piece of coal contained a machined piece of aluminium with about 2-4% magnesium. Did some ancient hand create this metal object, and how did it get into a piece of coal hundreds of millions of years old? I want to be fair about this, so I will tell you there are a few people who do not believe the dates it takes for coal to form, but almost all scientists do believe them. After all, we know it comes from deep in the ground, and the geological date at that depth is measured. Some of the proof the unbelievers offer is from the Bible and claim the earth is only a few thousand years old. In other words, they don't believe in science at all. When we talk about life on other worlds, we have no problem with the idea intelligent life could have sprang up at any time, so why do some people think it is impossible for life to have developed on Earth more than once? It could turn out it has developed here several times, wouldn't that be a kicker? What if it turns out the universe is full of life and we are the cradle of all of it, and maybe that is why we are being studied so closely by UFOs? Yes, I know this might sound ridiculous to many, but we don't know. On the other hand, while we don't know yet if there are other planets older than ours which might have produced intelligent life, there is probably a good chance of this. Many civilizations might have come and gone by now in 13.5 billion years,